Great to be here. My name is David Anderson. I'm the cotton research and development leader for Dow AgroSciences and for Phytogen Seed Company. And it's my pleasure to present work today in the development of a new kale variety for the San Joaquin Valley of California, which is Phytogen 755 Wide Strike Roundup Ready Flex. And Joel Mayhill is the breeder responsible for this variety, and Chibwe Chungu is our trait integration manager for Phytogen. And Tim Anderson handles a lot of our replicated testing, and Glenn Terrell is responsible for the excellent seed management that's necessary in order to bring these varieties forward expeditiously. We have a number of new varieties that will be available from Phytogen in 2008, and this slide shows you where Phytogen 755 fits in that overall picture. You can see in the western Acalas that we have a good set of varieties that are available, and 755 is a new one that we're really quite excited about. We have other uplands for the Mid-South that others will be speaking about, including Phytogen 315 WRF, or 315 Roundup Ready Flex, and also 375 WRF. Phytogen 755 WRF is a triple stack conversion of Phytogen 72 Acala, and it offers Acala quality fiber, wide strike insect protection from Dow AgroScience and Roundup Ready Flex. And those of you who may be familiar with the San Joaquin Valley of California would recognize Phytogen 72 as being the cotton that has pretty much set the yield standard for us in the valley. It also is a very long staple cotton and is quite well suited to roller ginning, which a lot of the growers in the San Joaquin Valley have now gone to with respect to the ginning of their Acala cottons. And we have successfully captured the high yield and broad adaptation of Phytogen 70 to Acala while still giving growers a choice of new production traits, including wide strike insect protection from Dow AgroScience and Roundup Ready Flex. And the initial our initial studies with this variety indicate that 755 will be an excellent cotton for roller ginning and thereby provide additional value to growers. So I'd like to show you a little bit of the yield data that we've collected over the last couple of years for 755. And this look at the 2006 and 2007 data, we can see we've got three locations for each of these, three locations that are the same for each of these years, and we have a different location in 06. Comparing 755 versus Phytogen 72, we see that there 755 has shown excellent performance versus 72 across these locations in both of these years. We see that we have managed to capture the broad adaptation and high yield potential of Phytogen 72 in the 755 Wide Strike Roundup Ready Flex conversion. And if we look at our yield over locations and over years as a percentage of Phytogen 72 Acala, we see that essentially they're the same in terms of yield, 2,029 pounds per acre for 755 versus 2014 for 72. So those numbers are the same. If we look at the Acala quality standard for the San Joaquin Valley, which is Summit, at 1,825 pounds, we see that both of these cottons are significantly higher in yield than Summit, the standard, and 755 has certainly captured the high yield potential of Phytogen 72. So if we look as a percent of 72, Phytogen 755 is equal to 72, and it's quite a great achievement for Joel and his team in working through through the long process of integration and fiber sorting in order to gather together in a single variety the excellent yield potential of 72. And I'll show you now the fiber quality of 755 really is quite excellent. If we look at the Micronair is essentially equal to Summit, which is the standard at 453 versus 459 this past year. But Phytogen 72 has tended to have Micronair on the high side, and 755 at 459 represents a significant improvement over 72 in terms of contributing fiber that's a little finer. And if you look at the length of 755 versus 72 and versus Summit. Summit is does have good length. It's at 1.22 inches, but 755 is significantly longer than Summit and significantly longer than Phytogen 72. And again, we think this variety will lend itself quite well to roller jetting in the San Joaquin Valley. Look at the uniformity. The uniformity index for the fiber is equal to Summit, the standard, and it is an improvement over Phytogen 72. We look at the strength. We see the strength is the same as the standard Summit. And again, we have, although it's, we have a slight improvement over Phytogen 72 in terms of strength. And elongation is a significant improvement over the standard. As we know that elongation is quite important fiber attribute in the spinning process because it affects the burst strength of the fabrics made from the yarns spun from our fibers. And so as we improve the elongation, we can improve the burst strength of the fabric. And so having a higher elongation is something that we strive to develop in our cottons. And certainly Phytogen 755 is an excellent elongation and is a significant improvement over Summit, the standard, and is an improvement over Phytogen 72. And the color is equal to or a little better than Phytogen 72. It's not quite equal to Summit, but the colors of our cottons out in the West are really quite good, so we don't see the slight difference between 755 versus Summit to really be an issue for us. So our lower micronair and increased fiber length, excellent uniformity and higher strength, and improved fiber elongation should really contribute to a fiber that spins quite well into yarns and will provide more fibers per cross-sectional area of yarn, which will be good for the yarns produced from these fibers. So in summary, Phytogen 755, WRF is the latest Akela variety from Phytogen to combine Akela quality fiber with wide strike insect protection from Dowager Science and Roundup Ready Flex. Phytogen 755 delivers a high yield that made Phytogen 72 its elite recurrent parent, which is the most widely planted Akela variety in the San Joaquin Valley. And parenthetically, it's also, we believe that the data show that we've captured the broad adaptation of Phytogen 72. 755 gins well and is suited to roller ginning for additional premiums to the grower. The finer, stronger, longer, and more uniform fiber should result in stronger yarns with more fibers per cross-sectional area. And 755 reflects Phytogen's ongoing commitment to provide growers with advanced technologies in high-yielding varieties that deliver outstanding spinning performance. And so I thank you very much for your attention and be happy to take any questions offline, and have a great rest of your week.